covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it's Tuesday. The hotline number, by the way, having some fun today. The hotline number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Shane and I had to argue a little bit about how old that commercial really was. 1975. I said late 70s. You said the 80s.
Well, that was the original.
Your memory's going.
The original was, okay, in 75. But they used that that catchphrase for a long time. It was, and it, I mean, variations of it, it was great.
I don't know. You know, I get to writing these op-ed pieces, and I don't know. Sometimes it just becomes this, I don't know, this journey. And all of a sudden that popped into my head last night. I said it fits into perfectly, you know, to what I'm thinking about, that all these things that are truly American must be banned immediately. Yeah, you know, because if you eat a hot dog, you might as well be a terrorist. I mean, seriously, because Bernie Sanders says, you know, the global climate change, which is fueled by factory farms, you know, creates terrorism. So if you eat a hot dog, Shane, you might as well be loading the AK-47 yourself.
Well, there's a problem with that, though, Steve. Most hot dogs are produced with pork. And the people that the religious beliefs that we are
well, I didn't say they're eating hot dogs. I didn't say they're eating. I said, you know, if you eat a hot dog,
you are an anti-Muslim.
Oh, I'm anti. Well, I guess
Islamophobe.
If I eat a hot dog because I eat pork.
That's right.
See, I didn't even think of that angle. It's a good point you've made.
If you eat hot dogs,
so I'm a racist by eating a hot dog, and I'm promoting terrorism and global warming all at the same time. So basically, hot dogs are just basically the spawn of the devil himself. Yeah, I'm racist, destroying the climate and loading up terrorists. I mean, pretty simply, just, you know.
Yes.
So the next time you go to a baseball game and eat a hot dog, think about how corrupt and evil you truly are.
As soon as I go to the urinal.
Right. Well, as long as you take the door off and do you stand up, you sexist, misogynist, see? You think it's funny. This is serious stuff that the Democrats really take seriously here. All right. Is John here yet, Alex? All right, we'll take care of that. We got John Lott coming up. The president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's doing a little extra work today. But in all seriousness, you know, this is, you know, in a conversation you have, but this is how far into the world of the absurd that people have gone. They have gone so deeply into the world of the absurd that, you know, having a farm is somehow akin to global warming and like we were talking about earlier in the show, the absurdity of the American politicians now saying, well, you know, there were guns used in Paris, therefore we should enforce gun control in America. Well, that makes perfect sense. Now that the terrorists are, you know, armed, let's make sure the Americans are not. All right, Dr. John Lott with us on the line, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Dr. Lott, I know we have a quick segment today, but how are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing great. You know, I did a story here yesterday that I wanted you to weigh in on. But there are at least 40 school districts in the state of Ohio now allowing teachers to carry concealed weapons at the urging of the parents in those school districts. That's quite a thing.
But it shows how the debate's changed. It's shown how people realize the strategic advantage that these mass killers have, whether it be, you know, kind of the typical mass public shooter that we have here in the United States, or terrorists in general. And that is, if you put an armed guard in there who's in uniform or a police officer, what the problem is that these killers can either kill them first, wait for them to leave the scene, or pick another area that's not guarded. And the benefit that you have from having somebody else who's not in uniform, who's armed, is that the killer doesn't know who they need to go and take out first, whether it's somebody in front or behind or the side of them. It makes it much riskier for them to go and try to do one of these attacks.
Of course, the left will say things like, you don't need more guns, it creates a bigger problem and a bigger threat. They'll also say, well, there was an armed guard at Columbine. You know, that didn't do any good, John. I mean, well, there was an armed guard there, that didn't make any difference. Why do we need guns?
Right. Well, I mean, I guess there are a couple points. One is he did do help because he exchanged fire for about 5 minutes with these killers. And And that allowed, if people ever remember seeing the film from the people escaping from the library, going out the windows, it gave people time to get out that otherwise wouldn't have had time. There would have been more deaths if that officer hadn't been there. The second thing is that the officer, the reason why he was placed there at the school was because he was an absolutely horrible shot. And at 25 feet, he had not been able to hit the target one time. And that's the reason why they had placed him at a school, because they figured, well, it doesn't make any difference that this guy is not able to hit the side of a barn, essentially, with his shooting. And so they put him there. And the third thing is, which made it particularly difficult for him, is that these killers at Columbine had hand grenades, essentially. And when they start tossing these things, he was no longer able to kind of hide behind a corner and continue firing there. When they started having those explosions next to him, he ended up running away and leaving the scene there. But still, he was able to delay them until they started using those hand grenades. So it's true, he wasn't able to go and kill the people there.
But as we know, in 5 minutes, a lot of damage can be done. So I go back to your point, the fact that he occupied them in an exchange for 5 minutes.
Right.
I mean, that could be a couple of dozen lives that were saved. You know, I mean, it could be a significant, you'll never know, obviously, it's the permanent unknown, but it's clearly important. Anyhow, I know we had short time today, but how do people find out more about the Common Sense postings? I mean, you're under attack from the left all the time, Dr. Lott. How do people find out more about your writings, your appearances, and your books?
Well, they can go to our website at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org.
All right. Dr. John Lott of here. John, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, my friend. Dr. John Lott, and, you know, just a tremendous resource for us. CrimeResearch.org, the place to find it. He's written, I think, 8 books now. The most famous of which, More Guns, Less Crime, where he looks at statistics. You know, was not a gun owner before he got into the numbers and looked at it and realized that guns actually, well, they save lives more often than they don't. 52 after on a Tuesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.